Good morning, it's Wednesday, July 27th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories along with other important things going on in our community. Today, arguably the oldest living member of the greatest generation in Sierra Vista, Jerry Consiglio, who survived two of the bloodiest battles of World War II, turns 99 this week. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now some history. Did you know that Fort Huachuca resident John Park Henry was a catcher in Major League Baseball who played for two different teams between the 1910 and 1918 seasons? Henry was born in Amherst, Massachusetts, and attended Amherst College before playing for the Washington Senators and then the Boston Braves. He had a career batting average of .207, 161 runs, and 171 runs batted in. After his pro career, Henry coached at Cornell University and later became a minor league umpire. He passed away in Fort Huachuca at the age of 51. Today's history is brought to you by Benson Hospital. The team at Benson Hospital is always working towards building a healthier community. For example, when the Benson Food Pantry needed a new home, they worked with them to find one, and their staff even helped them apply for grants to support the mission. You can learn more about everything they're doing for our community by following them on Facebook at facebook.com/Benson Hospital. Now our feature story.
Yeah, the explosions and bombs all around, but you were too busy taking care of yourself and equipment and getting out of the way and going into where they told you to see what else was happening. I remember looking to the left, way down there, that was Omaha Beach. Mm-hmm. That was a massacre. I only went where I was told. I done what I was told. I done more than I was supposed to do. I achieved as fast as I could. I got out as fast as I could.
Arguably the oldest living member of the greatest generation in Sierra Vista, Jerry Consiglio, who survived two of the bloodiest battles of World War II, turns 99 this week. Consiglio was one of the lucky ones. Not many were as fortunate. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says that 240,329 of the 16 million Americans who served in World War II were still alive in 2021. Estimates showed that 234 veterans are dying every day. By 2032, they will be nearly gone. But Consiglio carries on. Today, the former U.S. Army sergeant still drives, hits the gym 3 days a week, doesn't take any medications, and is sharp as a whip. But he hates talking about the invasion of Normandy and the Battle of the Bulge that left almost 250,000 dead in 1944. The Bulge was the largest and bloodiest single battle fought by the U.S. in World War II. And during the invasion of Normandy, American armies suffered 124,394 casualties. 78 years later, it's still too emotional for Consiglio to look back that often, if at all. He says he never wants to see anything like that again. Drafted at 21 in 1943, Consiglio did his basic training in the Mojave Desert, then went to Camp Aberdeen, Maryland, and on to Virginia where he boarded a ship for England. He spent nearly a year there before taking a ship to the Normandy coast on June 6, 1944, a day he says is burned in his memory. Consiglio says that everyone praises him for what he did during the war, but he feels that he didn't do anything that anyone else didn't do. Now, it's the immediate present and his daily life that Consiglio focuses on, which have kept him alert and active. A wonderful 45-year marriage with his wife Nancy, going regularly to the Cochise Health and Racket Club, and Wednesday morning breakfasts with long-standing friends in a group called the League of Extraordinary Seniors that he never misses. And then there's his hobby of building and repairing antique clocks of mostly elderly women he refuses to take money from for fixing. At 99 years young, the guy couldn't be happier. One of his breakfast pals, Bob Latolipe, who has been friends with Consiglio for about 15 years, said that he's the type of guy you just like from the moment you meet him. You won't find them much nicer than Jerry. War-wise, he's been through it, but no, he doesn't talk a whole lot about it. It's still too agonizing to talk about remembering bodies being blown up all around him, the barrage of guns, explosions, and screams at Normandy while taking on fire moments after driving a Jeep onto the war-torn beach like Consiglio did. Instead, he jokes a lot now, keeps a cheerful demeanor, and simply loves keeping busy, whether it's fixing old clocks, clearing out moss that grows in his trees at his home, or taking on a gardening project. He'd rather talk about his Nancy. At nearly 100, he is a non-stop doer who never liked sitting still. He designed and built his Sneed Drive house 30 years ago, along with 6 others, and knows where every pipe and wire is located. Staying active is one of Consiglio's lifelong traits and may account for why his blood pressure is perfect and has no heart issues. Happy birthday, Sergeant. Here's hoping a lot more birthdays are coming your way. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living. Among older adults, falling is the leading cause of hip fractures and traumatic brain injuries, making falls a pressing health concern. At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, they have a free online assessment that can help you discover risk factors. By taking just a few minutes to fill out the evaluation, you might discover reasons you might not have previously considered. Being proactive is a great way to help yourself or a loved one stay safe. So visit fallriskassessment.com today to take a step towards safety. Again, that's fallriskassessment.com. You can also use the link in our show notes. Next, earlier this month, we held a meet and greet with candidates for the Arizona 2022 primary election. Over 20 candidates attended this meet and greet, at which they gave a running speech and recorded a video addressing voters in and around Cochise County. William Benning is running for a position on the Sierra Vista City Council in the 2022 general election. Here's what he had to say.
I'm Councilman William Benning. I'm running for re-election for City Council for Sierra Vista. You know, one of the main ones, of course, I think is something that everybody's facing is the economy. Inflation is going up, gas prices, deciding whether I should go to work, go get groceries, or feed my kids. Everybody's wondering where that money's going to come from. So some of the things we're doing in Sierra Vista is helping diversify income, diversifying what we're doing, and bringing more job opportunities here. It's just a rough time from national down to the city level. So that would be the first one. The second one is just quality of life. Goes back to economy. If I don't have enough money to pay for gas, then I can't get to city parks. I can't do things with my kids. All the things we're used to doing is getting harder and harder to do. And third, I would just say healthcare. It goes along with what we do. The only way we affect that in the city is to working with Canyon Vista Medical Center, making sure they provide the best healthcare, make sure they're available, the rooms are open, and improving their reputation and improving what they do in our community.
For more information on candidates for the Arizona 2022 primary election, visit us at myheraldreview.com or check out our YouTube page by searching for Herald Review Media. Also, be sure to keep tuning in over the next couple of months as we continue to introduce you to candidates. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace, your helpful place. Let's talk outdoor grilling, broiling, smoking, and baking. At Ace, we offer Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Charbroil, and Uni. If you haven't Traegered your ribs, smoked a brisket on a Big Green Egg, broiled salmon on a Weber, grilled burgers on a Charbroil, or baked a pizza in 60 seconds on your Uni pizza oven, let's talk. Get the spices, rubs, sauces, fuels, and accessories to cook something new every day for weeks or even months to come. Shop Ace first since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, an upcoming event that you should know about. Today, from 1 to 3 p.m., head over to the Sierra Vista Public Library to catch a matinee screening of the 2017 film Wonder, starring Julia Roberts, Owen Wilson, and Jacob Tremblay. About a young boy with Treacher-Collins syndrome trying to fit into normal school life, the PG movie was positively reviewed and a box office hit. Also, we're excited to announce that the Herald Review Media team has just launched a local e-commerce website specifically for Cochise County businesses to sell their products and services. Now you can shop 24/7 online at your favorite local businesses participating on loveshoplocalaz.com. Check it out. Finally, today we're remembering the life of Ofella Reyes Gayton of Douglas. Ofella was born in Douglas in 1931. She was a business graduate from Beeville Community College in Texas and worked as a legal secretary for former judge, the Honorable Richard Winkler. She later worked at the local Walmart until her retirement. She was a member of First Presbyterian Church and was a strong, faithful, and special person who was always there to help her friends, family, and community. Ofella was preceded in death by her beloved husband, Rodolfo. She is survived by her beloved sister, nephews, and nieces, and family in Mission, Texas. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Ofella's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. Join us again on Thursday. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. For more information on any of the stories you heard about today, visit us at myheraldreview.com. Right now, you can become a member starting at just $1.99 per week. Want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager, Pascal, can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.